everybody. Welcome to another edition of TC Live here in our Santa Monica, California studio, getting set for another session of the All-American Cup down in San Antonio, Texas. We'll send you down for the night session in just a minute. I'm Rob Similcare with Jimmy Arias and Vicky Duvall. Vicky, wrapping up your first week here on Tennis Channel, how's it been?
Yeah, it's been awesome. It's a little bittersweet that today's my last day, but I feel like I've learned so much, and it's been an honor to share the desk with you guys.
You've been fantastic, despite Jimmy's flaws. You've held the show up for us. I appreciate
that. Thank you so much for saving us many times.
All right, well, someone who did not need saving today, Brandon Nakashima, looking to make some history here as the first American winner of the ATP Next Gen Finals, taking on Yuri Lehechka.
He was in the semifinals last year. Nakashima went at least one round better by making the finals. And in the first set, Lehechka looked in control. He actually got out to a 3-1 lead serve for the set. Nakashima broke, got out to a quick 5-love lead in the tiebreak, all the way back to 6-5. But beautifully plays that set point with a backhand down the line winner. Second set, they go to a tiebreak again. This is a set point for Lehechka. He had a couple of set points. He had a 6-4 lead in that tiebreak. But again, at the biggest moments, Brandon Nakashima was the one who came up with the best shots. And then third set, after losing two tough sets, Lehechka, and thinking that he probably should have been up 2-0, finds himself in trouble. He had no real answer for the Nakashima first serve. He was getting so many free points with his first serve. Finally, at 2-3, triple match point for Nakashima, played a nice steady point, and there were too many forehand unforced errors all match long for Lehechka. That one wasn't really unforced, but that was the difference in the match. Nakashima, so tough mentally, so controlled always emotionally, and just a little too much in the finals.
The big reaction there from Nakashima, about as much emotion as you'll see from the level-headed Brandon. He spoke about this big win after the match.
Super happy right now. It was a great tournament this whole week, and again in this final, another tough match. Just a few points here and there, it could have gone either way, but I'm happy with my level today, and I couldn't think of a better way to finish off the year.
And a great finish to the year for him. And check out this list he now finds himself on. Next Gen champions, look at the list, it's impressive. Going back to 2017, Chung defeating Rublev, and then it's Tsitsipas, Sinner, Alcaraz, and now Brandon Nakashima. Vicky, that's an impressive list for the young American to be on.
Yeah, and I think we're expecting that he's going to have even more of a rise like some of those other guys have. And obviously the last American that was in the finals was Korda, and he lost to Alcaraz. So I'm really happy to see Nakashima get through. And obviously that $430,000 check sounds pretty good right about now, I'm sure.
Not a bad way to fly back home across the Atlantic. And, we've been seeing him come for a while now. Top 100, now top 50, but he's really taken it to another level this
What's
fall.
Funny is I actually think he was 68 in the world to end the year last year, only got to 49 in the world this year. That probably was a disappointment. But the nice thing for Nakashima is the end of the year has ended beautifully. Won a tournament in San Diego in his hometown. Now he's taken home the $430,000+ Next Gen. Everyone that's won that in the last 3 years has been to the top 10 in the rankings within a year or two. So a lot of good signs for Nakashima at the end of the year.
All right. Well, congrats to Brandon Nakashima on that big win for him. We go now to Scotland, the Billie Jean King Cup. We're in the semifinals here. Great Britain, the home team, taking on Australia. Storm Sanders put Australia up 1-0. Harriet Dart trying to keep the UK in it.
Yeah, I thought Harriet Dart played some inspired tennis today against Ila Tomljanovic. I thought she did such a great job changing direction of the ball and staying down really low, which is so important on a surface like this. And she had a lot of pressure on her shoulders today. Obviously, Heather took that L in the first match, so she had to come up with the goods, and boy, did she do that. In the second set, it was a little bit more of the same. Harriet was strong. She was staying low. She was making Ila move, keeping Ila on her toes. And obviously, the whole crowd being behind Dart was definitely a boost as well. You can see how much that means to her to get the win for the team.
A great win there for Dart. So that evens the tie up at one apiece. Third and deciding rubber would be doubles, Jimmy, and Australia looking to close it out.
They are. They had a team of Storm Sanders and Sam Stosur. Storm Sanders top 10 in the world in doubles. And obviously Sam Stosur has won majors in singles and doubles. So they look to be the favorite. They took the first set in a tie break fairly comfortably in that first set tie break. You got to hand it to Nichols and Barnett, the great doubles team, because they were able to get through Spain to get Great Britain into the semifinal. Great Britain hadn't won this title since 1981. And they took the second set and really brought this to a match tie break. It got to match point, and the experienced team from Australia, Storm Sanders, top 10 right now in doubles, takes control, and Australia gets through it. But that was a game, Great Britain team, that really, it was amazing that they made it this far in the tournament with the names and the rankings of the players that they had.
The home cook can help, but the Aussies get through, and they will go to the final against the winner of Switzerland versus Czech Republic. Victoria Golubic trying to get the Czechs off to a good start.
Yeah, Golubic and Muhova kind of have a similar game style in the sense that they both like to use variety. They're both really smart out there when they're playing. And we saw a little bit of cat and mouse between Golubic and Muhova. You see there, dropper for dropper. And they both understand the court so well. And Golubic is one of those rare players on the WTA with a one-handed backhand, and she does everything so well with it. She can drive it, she can lob. That's quite the feel right there for that lob winner. And Golubic was just too strong. She was attacking, she was moving forward, and she was feeling it. She was fired up, and she ended up getting a pretty impressive win for Switzerland to get them on the board in the first match.
So that puts the Swiss up 1-0. And it'll be Belinda Bencic up next for the Swiss, trying to close out this tie against Karolina Pliskova.
And Bencic has already won two matches coming into this match. Pliskova lost when she played Magda Linette from Poland and then sat out when the Czechs beat the U.S. yesterday. And it showed as Bencic cruises through the first set. Second set, things got a little tight. Pliskova found her game. This is set point for Pliskova, and Bencic handles that well. She took her 4 or 5 break points before she got through and got back on serve in that second set. Eventually, Bencic forces a tie break, and here is match point and the tie point. Bencic getting it done for the Swiss.
So Switzerland gets through, and they will head to the final, where they will take on Australia. And maybe not the two teams you would have thought when this event opened you'd see in the final. There you see the all-time winners of this event, U.S., Czech Republic, both knocked out. It'll be Australia with 7 all-time championships going up against Switzerland that's not even on the board, Vicky. So a little bit of a surprise here in terms of the final.
Yeah, a little bit of a surprise for the team United States, obviously. And Jimmy made a good point yesterday that the players were, they looked like they were ready to go home. And I think that was a fair assessment of the situation. And I think these two teams have been playing inspired tennis, and they're hungry. They wanted to do it for their team. And I think it's no mistake that they're the two teams in the finals.
Sometimes, Jimmy, it means something when your country hasn't really done it before. And I think that's been the case for both Australia and Switzerland.
Well, Australia has done it. I think Switzerland tomorrow in the final. They're going to figure it out. They're going to finally get a win. And I think they've been the best team so far in the tournament. We'll see if it happens. It's been a strange BJK Cup because players with lower ranking teams seem to be the ones that have been winning. So we'll see what happens.
Sometimes it's all about scheduling, end of the year. So we'll see what happens tomorrow in that final. We'll have it here on Tennis Channel. We're going to take a break. When we come back on TC Live, we'll start looking ahead to the big boy ATP Finals. They're about to get going over in Torino, all dressed up, and now they're ready to play. We'll give you a preview of the ATP Finals, including some topics for our experts when we come back on TC Live. Back on TC Live, and they're getting dressed up in Italy, as you do in Italy, for the ATP Finals. This is the gala dinner before the event gets going, and I'd like to be at this dinner, Vicky. This is a nice-looking crowd. Everybody's dressed very well. You don't see this every day on tour.
No, I'm a sucker for a guy in a suit, too, and they all look so sharp, and they're a rare time off before they have to get all competitive and at each other's throats.
Jimmy, you'd fit right
black
into this.
Black tie, I mean, that's something special. I don't know those guys. They all rented a tux, I guess.
Some of them went tieless. Here's a look at the odds, by the way, as we get set to kick this event off tomorrow. No surprise, Djokovic the favorite, Medvedev second favorite, and then Rafael Nadal at 8-1 Anything surprise you here, Jimmy?
I mean, Tsitsipas has won the title before. He's good on these indoor surfaces. The problem for him, and I think the reason he's lower in those odds, is because of the group he's in. He's got Djokovic and Medvedev. He's got the two favorites in his group, so that makes it difficult.
All right, well, we're going to test you guys with some quick hands questions here. That's right. It's the quick hand session. Not really going to use your hands, but we're going to more
use your brains, your minds.
Want to hear what you think about a few topics. We're going to start with the question, who has the best serve in this field? Vicky, to you.
I'm going to go ahead and say Taylor Fritz, and I think it's because obviously he's not lacking in power, but I feel like he has a pretty consistent toss, which makes it pretty hard to read.
I had Fritz on my list, but I'm going to change it because I never want to agree with Vicky. So I am turning it into Medvedev. Medvedev gets through his service games very quickly. I actually don't trust his second serve completely, but his first serve wins him a whole lot of free points.
I think FAA might have something to say about this being left off those lists, so I'll give him a little love. But obviously, these are all pretty good servers at that level. Okay, next question. Rafael Nadal, will he make it out of his group, Jenny?
I'm going to go with no, just for the fun of it, really. I'm gonna give not a lot of love to Rafa. I'm a little worried about injuries. I'm a little worried that he hates this surface. I'm a little worried that he's never played particularly well here at the end of the year. All these things make me go negative on Rafa for this event.
Vicky, he's only won one event on indoor hard courts. Agree or disagree?
Rob, I'm so excited. I'm finally disagreeing with Jimmy.
I knew I said you're beautiful.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna say yes, because I think even if Rafa's not feeling his best, he's such a great competitor and he's gonna give 110%, and I think he'll find a way.
All right, we will see. Next question, on the forehand side, who do you think's got the biggest forehand in this event? Vix.
I'm going to go with FAA. I think when I've seen him play in the last 26 matches that he had his win streak, he was hitting some rockets, and I was really surprised, so I'm going to give it to him.
This is a tough question because everybody in this field pretty much has an amazing forehand. So Rafa's lefty forehand, Rude, his big weapon is the forehand. Tsitsipas takes it earlier than everybody. FAA has been ripping the forehand as well, so I'm going to go with the field. I mean, everybody has a great forehand. I can't pick one of them.
Alcaraz, not there, but if he were, I guess I'd probably go for that.
Exactly. I would have gone
him. But not there, obviously, out injured. All right. Will anyone get skunked in this event? Will we have a player actually go winless in group play?
I've got Rublev having a little bit of issues trying to win a match. His group is awfully tough. He's got the Tsitsipas, Djokovic, Medvedev, and Rublev's in there. So, yes, I put him on the list. And then, just for fun, I'm kind of kidding, but Rafa. I put Rafa down, too. I'm giving Rafa no love in this final. I'm pretty much kidding. Don't send me texts or anything, please.
What do you think? Does somebody come up over here?
Yeah, the Rafa stans are going to be in his inbox later, no doubt. I don't want to be in the hot seat and say yes, so I'm going to say no, that nobody's going to get skunked. My predictions haven't been on point so far.
She's so nice. She doesn't want anyone to get
you're going to finish
strong. I understand. I understand.
Grunts are your specialty, not predictions. We'll get to that in a little bit. All right. Next question. Which player in this group got the best net game? Who comes forward the best?
I would say Rafa. I think he has really good technique on his volleys, and I think that's an underrated part of his game. When he moves forward, he's really effective. So, yeah, I'm going to have to give it to him.
All right, Jimmy, quick.
Shockingly, Rafa. I've given him no love, but Rafa was the guy with the net game. He's amazing. When he gets up to the net, he wins a point every time.
All right, quick one. Almost out of time. Who's your winner?
I'm going to go with Djokovic.
Djokovic.
Both going chalk. Djokovic gets the win from both of them. I can't really argue with that, but we will see. Okay. Well, we've got more coming up, including, if you were here the other day, you saw our partner here was unbelievable at identifying grunts with audio clues only. We're going to have more of that, see if she can be perfect as she heads to the exits here on TC Live and name that grunt, plus more, coming back in a minute. It's a game called Name That Grunt. We start with Vicky.
That's Rafa.
Correct.
I have no idea.
Sabalenka?
You're getting run out of the gym here.
I don't know.
Ostapenko.
Well done, Jimmy.
I don't ever want to play that game again.
Well, that was earlier this week in the first and clearly not last installment of Name That Grunt. We're going to give Jimmy here a chance to redeem himself.
Did you not hear what I said 2 days ago. I don't ever want to play that game again. And then what happens? We play the game again.
That's why we're playing again. Exactly. Right. So let's see if you can redeem yourself a little bit. Grunt number one here. We're going to give Vicky the first guess.
FAA.
Correct. That is correct. Felix, OJ, Ali, Asim. I mean, it's unbelievable. You've got some sort of a savant skill going here.
I don't even watch a ton of tennis, so this is kind of shocking to me, too. But I just hear the grunt, and I can picture them playing.
Vicky, you and I are going to go out and make some money later tonight just betting people on this skill of yours. It's unbelievable. All right, Jimmy, I'm not sure you would have had that. We're going to give you a chance here. This is one that's a little bit more of your era, okay? So you should give you a shot. One of the more famous grunts of all time.
That could, I actually have a name that I finally came up with a name. That could be Monica Seles.
Correct. That is right. Jimmy Arias finally gets a grunt.
Yeah, and part of the reason I got that is I actually coached her son. So if I couldn't get my own pupil, I'm really in a little bit of trouble.
I didn't even ask because, Vicky, I know you would have had that. No question about it. That is one of the more trademark grunts there is. So congratulations for not finishing the week off.
Okay, please. Now can I never play that game again?
No, we're going to play it again. All right, to the social net we go now. And this is an interesting exchange between Andy Murray and Taylor Fritz debating what's going on with the game right now. They both think the game's too slow, whether it's the court conditions or the balls that are slowing everything down. They want to see players rewarded more for taking risks on aggressive shots. Vicky, what do you think?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to disagree a little bit with Taylor Fritz here. I personally, for me, I feel like the courts are more of a factor than the balls. But I know some players have debated about having like a universal ball at all tournaments, which I think is an interesting topic. And I don't know how serious the tours have considered that. So, yeah, I mean, I think Andy has a point here. It's definitely hard to go from different conditions every week for sure.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the problems in the game is it was at one point, big servers came and players couldn't return serve. And so they decided we got to get longer rallies. We're going to slow down the conditions. They slowed them down to the point where now everyone plays the same style. And I do agree we need to have a little bit of a mix up. And I think that's been happening. Courts, some of the hard courts have been getting a little quicker. We watched this next gen. It was on a fast court. The serve and volley was thrown in quite a bit. So I do think we need different conditions and the player that can handle changing the most is the player that'll end up being number one in the world, and that's what you want.
All right, well, one condition that we saw at the Billie Jean King Cup this week we don't normally see on tour, some interesting sounds coming from the crowd. Here's what happened when Great Britain was playing, and this was a double fault by Yulia Putintseva. Listen to what happens after the double fault. Somebody's got some sort of a slide trombone or something and is playing that sort of sad cartoon song after the double fault. It was interesting all week, Jimmy. A lot of interesting sounds coming from the stands.
I have no problem with that. And when I played in Davis Cup, one of the ties that I remember still to this day was every time I made an unforced error, the entire crowd in unison would go, "Aww." And that drove me absolutely nuts. The trombone thing would have driven me nuts as well. And Putintseva was playing against Great Britain in that match, so they were trying to get to her.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those things where the fans probably enjoyed it and the player probably was super frustrated. I mean, that's not good to hear when you have a double fault and you're kind of getting mocked a little bit in the stands there.
All right, last but not least, interesting bathroom here. This is Judy Murray. Bathroom goals. That's interesting. Jimmy, is this something you guys have at the academy?
I don't know. I think this is taking tennis a little too seriously. This is an area where I don't know you need red clay in the bathroom exactly. That's, you know, good on you, Judy Murray.
Yeah, I don't know where this bathroom is, but you would think if you're involved in tennis, you kind of want to leave the tennis where it was and not take it with you to the bathroom. So this is definitely an interesting pick right here.
I don't see any toilet paper there either, but that's another conversation. Okay, we will take a break. When we come back on TC Live, best of the best of a big week in tennis when we come back. And it's time for the best of the best. Top five shots of a good week of tennis between the Billie Jean King Cup and the Next Gen ATP Finals. We start at the Next Gen, Jack Draper.
Jack Draper, who's 6'4", all kinds of power, but he loves to defend as well. And that little flick of the wrist on the passing shot against Nakashima, first the stretch. And then the little flat angle. I don't know how he came up with that shot, but it was a thing of beauty.
Jack Draper didn't make it to the semis, but a nice shot there. Number four from the BJK Cup, the Italian Elisabetta Cacciaretto.
Yeah, what a shot this was from Cacciaretto. And she enjoyed that. The coach enjoyed that a lot. Look at her fired up. Mamma mia, Jill Teichman also with a jumping backhand, but it was Cacciaretto here with a running pass. And boy, that was a beauty.
Back to Milan we go. Two Italians going at it, and Matteo Arnaldi with saving of match point here.
This was an incredible match from start to finish. The points were amazing. What made that shot one of the hot shots of the week was that it was on match point down. Unfortunately for Arnaldi, he didn't come out winning the match in the end anyway. But it was one of many great shots he hit. He got two sets against the champion in his first match as well.
Number two, Katerina Siniaková. She was clutch against the U.S. in the BJK Cup.
Yeah, this was a gorgeous point, and it was really a point of all hot shots. You see here Coco with the nice dropper, with the get, and this pass right here, and Siniaková with the winner, and the volley winner. And, you know, this is great feel from all the players, and you see athleticism, the get, the jumping backhand volley, and Coco Gauff just not quick enough to get to that. What a rally from these two.
And number one shot of the week, another Italian playing in Italy, Lorenzo Musetti.
Musetti was supposed to win this title. He was the highest ranked player. He didn't win the title, but he won hot shots for the week with that forehand running pass down the line against Sung. It was tough. He said he was tired, Musetti, after a long season, but he wasn't tired enough to not hit that brilliant hooking passing shot.
Hooks it beautifully. That's our best of the best. Here's what's coming up tomorrow. We start with doubles from the ATP Finals, then back to the BJK Cup for Australia versus Switzerland. That's the final there. And then back to the men for round robin play, starting with Casper Ruud and FAA. And you love this event, the ATP Finals, Vicky, because every match looks like a Grand Slam final.
Yeah, it's going to be such amazing tennis. I think the match I'm so excited about is Rafa. I'm really interested to see what kind of level he's going to bring. And, yeah, it's going to be a great match all week for all of us.
Jimmy, what do you like tomorrow?
Well, obviously, the Rafa-Fritz match is the one you want to look at. They had a final in Indian Wells that Fritz won. They had a five-setter at Wimbledon that Rafa won. This is the rubber match for the year. A lot of question marks on Rafa. We'll see what happens. It'll all start tomorrow.
All right. Well, Vicky, it's been great having you here on TC Live all week. Good luck back on the tennis tour, and also good luck with your LSATs. We know you're studying for the law school exam, so what do you think?
Yeah, it's definitely one of the hardest undertakings I've had. I'm on a journey that's very difficult, but I think it'll be rewarding. And again, thank you guys for having me and being so kind and patient with me. It's been an honor to be here.
It's been great having you. You did a great job for a rookie. Jimmy's got a few things to learn. So he'll go to school.
Not on the LSATs. No. I'll just be sitting right here. Great seeing you, Vicky.
All right. Great job. Again, we've got more tennis coming at you right now. The All-American Cup from San Antonio. First year of this event. East versus West. We'll send you down for the night session. Jack Sock, Mackenzie McDonald will be the nightcap in singles. Enjoy that. And we'll see you back here with the ATP Finals tomorrow on Tennis Channel. Have a good night.